Hey, that was our little intro. Hey, man, motherfuckers.
Sunday service. Hey, man, we just changed the name of the podcast to Sunday Service.
But this ain't your grandmama church, though. This ain't the old school church service.
What's crazy is ain't neither one of us religious.
That's why it's Sunday service. But Sunday service.
It's a lie, like they do in the church.
It's a fucking lie. We going to spit the truth, because we ain't no church.
Right.
You know, we don't have to.
So this is what it's supposed to be.
This is what they really should have taught you when you was growing up, how to survive in this world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they ain't teach you that.
This ain't what they teach you.
That's why everybody slapped in the middle of the struggle.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we back, man. We already late. We like some real niggas when it comes to this time frame shit. Because last Sunday, I literally said we're going to do this every Sunday. And then it's my fault, though.
But what happened?
What the fuck happened? I went out of town, man. I went out of town to Charlotte to celebrate my cousin's birthday. We went out there, had a good-ass time. Then I came back. Then it was my son's graduation yesterday. He graduated from middle school, which is cool. This nigga old as fuck.
He's graduating from middle school?
My bad. I'm tripping. He going to middle school.
I was about to say, God damn, yeah, man. He on a fast track. Shit.
He going to middle school, man. I swear, man. I don't know what's up with these kids. If you were in there, these kids big as fuck, man.
They big. Because like, y'all don't feed them nothing but fucking fast food.
This shit crazy. I saw one girl was big as me.
David Ortiz shot.
Yeah.
What the fuck did that happen?
A couple days ago.
Oh, shit.
We're going to stick to the script.
My bad. Shit, I done that's the first time seeing it. But go ahead. Big-ass kids.
Yeah, it's a big-ass motherfucking
bro, kid. Bro, your son huge. He not fat huge, but nah, he got some size to him.
Nah, he a big dude, man. And it was just funny because, you know, I had to go down there with his mama. You know what I'm saying?
Obey.
Shit, nigga.
Obey.
I had to. So it was hilarious because it was like, you know, I told you she tried to throw it at me back in, like a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. And then, nigga, I almost took the bait.
Bro. Hell no, I ain't take the bait.
You almost took the bait.
I haven't fucked with her since the day Zion was conceived. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, well, maybe you wanted to do an old test drive.
I was straight. So, you know, it's a weird dynamic because it's like I'm there with her, not technically, but I ain't with her.
All right.
So we sitting beside
y'all
each other
for the same purpose.
Yeah, looking like a couple.
Oh, man.
But I'm just sitting there trying to hold off on the distance just in case some things in there looking my way. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can cancel that. As soon as you walk through the door with it, nigga, that shit was dead.
Exactly, man.
That shit was over with.
So I was sitting there trying to be nice but trying to be distant at the same time.
It don't work, bro. You one or the other. You should have sat on the roof.
Man, that shit was crazy. Because then I went... You know how like when your kid about to go up to the front, go on stage and the parent come down to the front to get a better view?
Yeah.
So I did that, right?
Yeah.
And this little thing came down there with some dreads.
Oh, man.
Looking good as a motherfucker. Yeah, looking like I don't know if that was her son or not, but her son named Zion, too. I was like, damn, my son named Zion. We got a lot in common.
Let's make a third one.
We got a lot in common. So, but you know, you can't do nothing in there. So that shit was crazy. But it was cool, man. He enjoyed himself. Trying to be, you know. He just getting old, man. He getting old. I'm getting older. So that's life.
Yeah.
What you getting to?
This weekend?
Shit, yeah.
I don't remember. It rained like a motherfucker. So it did a lot of raining. And something's wrong with my trunk.
Yeah.
So it's wet and it stinks. I don't know how water got in my trunk.
So you ain't really do shit. You ain't do shit, no shit nobody give a fuck about, basically.
Nah, not at all. Okay. I mean, I kicked it with my daughter, my wife.
Yeah.
And kicked it around the house. And speaking of that, so last episode, the feedback I got was, we heard water running and we heard doors opening. Listen, motherfucker, I was doing chores, okay? I had shit to do. Listen, when your woman tell you to do something, what I'm learning, just do the shit, especially when it come to that household shit, because them motherfuckers will turn into Wild Witch of the West.
Yeah, that shit get real. And plus, it's your home. It's like the one thing you want to keep
is See, niggas is lazy. We don't pay attention to the shit they pay attention to.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, I ain't make that. Look, I cleaned up or fucked up the podcast last week. I ain't make the bed up yesterday, and I was in the doghouse for it, okay? So, it didn't fucking matter. Yeah. So, the point is,
We're going to do better, man. That's right. All it is.
We're going to try to take some of the nigga out while leaving the nigga in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, we want everything to sound good, flow right, have topics, I guess. People say we need some topics, so we're going to try to have some segments. I want it to be organic, though. I don't want to just, like, force that shit. I want that shit to be something that's actually happening in my life, and I'm like, okay, let's make this a segment because this is really something that that's happening to me and I want to talk about.
Right.
Speaking of that, we got our first segment.
So, in other words, this shit might go all over the place and it might goddamn be on track. So, that's what the fuck you gonna get.
So, I came up with I think this is a good segment to have. Things that you're just completely over and it's above you now.
Oh, please. It's above me. I'm sorry, but I was on the phone when you said it.
I said I'm sorry. Please, I'm in
it. It's above me now.
I said I'm sorry.
It's above me now.
Please, I'm in it.
I was on the phone when you said it.
All right. That's a little jam right there.
I was on the phone when you said it, bitch. I heard you. I heard you talking that shit.
Oh, man. So, see, you know what's difficult? Because sometimes a lot of shit that we talk about are going to be relations, like interactions amongst people. And that can be relationships between men and women, how niggas treat each other, how black and white people treat each other racially, how the people in the system are against each other. And I think last week we kind of talked about relationships, but I can't get past it because this ain't a relationship thing. Now that I'm single and I'm kind of mingling with people,
right,
bro? This
is just human interaction.
I don't like saying women or all women.
We'll call them bitches.
Not even that. I'm talking about as far as grouping them into one category.
Bitches.
I say, but I'm gonna have to say it now. So I'd rather say people are fucking crazy.
Bitches be crazy.
These motherfuckers be crazy, bro. So this is what I be going through. I've come across a couple situations where my nigga, we just started communicating. I just talked to a girl yesterday.
Okay.
Example.
When did you meet her, though? That's the thing.
Nigga, we ain't even met in person.
But how long you been talking? Oh, nigga, it's 2019, nigga. If you got a motherfucking social media, bitch, you met him in person.
Yeah. So it was two situations. One.
Oh, you out here hoeing. You out here online hoeing. You hoeing on the ground.
The boy being a whole thot out here.
Nigga talking to two bitches, he a hoe.
But my intention really wasn't even to take it that far. But so one situation was like, this girl, you know, when a girl be thirsty for attention, so she'll be like, I'm bored, somebody text me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I had already messaged this girl before.
Before that came up.
Yeah, it was on, like, a very regular conversation. It wasn't no trying to holler at nobody. So I was just like, hello, stop thirst trapping and shit.
Right.
So we started messaging. I want to say we talked on the phone one time, nigga. Okay. One time. The next day we text. We talk on the phone. The next day, we text in the morning, like, good morning, what's up? How you doing? How's your day going?
Right.
That type of bullshit. She tell me how her day going. Then she say, what are you doing? This was like an afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't respond till the next morning. The next thing after what are you doing from her, the next morning is delete my number.
Sheesh.
And my response is, well, damn, good morning. How we go from... I said, why are you saying delete my number?
You know what, man? I think women, they... Somehow, we're wired different. I'm realizing that. But it's like, these motherfuckers don't have no patience. Like, you can't be doing anything other than focusing on their ass. Period.
But where do you think that comes from, yo?
Social media.
Instant gratification. Instant,
because I think that they get caught up into this thing where they want all of your attention. They want things on their time because they have this false sense of reality that, oh, this girl is happy. He probably answers her texts immediately.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't. Or, you know, shit like that. Shit that they want you to be.
Yeah.
And I get it, but bitch,
I don't get it. I ain't gonna say I get it. Because this is the crazy shit about it is,
I don't agree with it. I get it, though.
Yeah. I think they ain't got no daddy in their life. Because
That's what it go to daddy.
I'm serious, man, because I'm looking at these. This is the first situation. This girl's bad as fuck. I'm talking about she a stallion.
Right.
For real. Like, I know that's old school. Right? Old school niggas that call them a stallion.
Yeah.
But she's straight as fuck. And you're sitting here like, okay, why are you single? Because I know niggas is all up in your face. And then within one 24-hour period,
you realize
it. I realize why the fuck you single.
Yeah.
Because in the same breath in our conversation, she was telling me about how she niggas doing wrong, this and that, this and that. And in less than 24 hours, you're talking about delete my number because you got in your feelings because the nigga might have been busy.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
The thing is, like, they always play the victim. And them motherfuckers are dangerous, man, when, like, our older niggas are doing me wrong. Yeah. But you never, and we sympathize with females when they come with that.
Yeah.
It's that old save hole attitude.
No, I ain't going to do that. Yeah. You know, he wrong for that.
Oh, man. Oh, and then you got down. You just want the pussy. But anyway, exactly. So then you realize, like, damn, like, it could be this motherfucker. Bitch, you could be the problem. Like,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But we don't just go to that. We just automatic because the world has us believe we got to protect our women.
Yeah.
Which to a degree is true, but these bitches be crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's this. Is a combination of that. They ain't got no daddy. And it's this idea that it's a privilege to even be fucking talking to you from their perspective. That, you know, when I see a woman post, I don't let anyone in my personal space, or like, I don't just give my energy to anyone, so if I do allow you in my space, it's
you
a pretty,
mean something.
Bitch, I don't even know you yet.
Right. Well, like, one thing they fail to realize is that all y'all saying the same shit.
Everybody the same.
And y'all's doing something different. You'll say this one day, then you let a nigga fuck tomorrow, and then he did you wrong because he didn't answer the phone. He was busy. Like, bruh, like.
Yeah, it's crazy. So what I've realized is everybody wants to make it seem like their energy and, like,
it's so
even have access to them is so sacred,
right,
and exclusive, right? Yeah. And you really might be a very special individual. I feel like everyone is special.
Bitch, you ain't special. But
I'm going to give it to him. Even if you are, let me say I give it to you. You special.
Nope.
You different like a motherfucker.
That's what's wrong with
you. You the one motherfucker.
They don't got to earn shit. That's why they feel special.
But I'm just trying to give my example, though.
Fuck them.
Look, if you want to think you're special, I'll give you that. You special, right?
Yeah.
But, bitch, you ain't special to me until you special to me. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So she's so special.
You ain't special. Like,
you ain't as special as you think you are.
Not yet.
Not
now,
period.
No, but I'm just saying, we have to work up to you being special to me. You're not just special to me because we talked on the phone one time. Now I'm supposed to be like, because this girl literally said, I don't like the inconsistency. I said, bitch, ain't had enough time to build no consistency. I said, all right, well, shit, man. Good luck to you. Hey, I literally, man, just said good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, dating in 2019. It's damn near 2020, bro.
Man.
This shit is for the birds. That's why I tell people, I do not miss that shit at all, bro. Like, period. Oh, I don't miss, like, I do not feel like I'm missing out on anything. Like, because I know what it is. And I'm talking about, I dated motherfuckers back when it was a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back when it was a good time. It was fun to date back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, you doing this and you doing that. And then after a while, these bitches just got crazier and crazier. Loonier and loonier.
Man, it's nuts. I say women, dudes on some crazy shit too. I mean, I've heard some stories from my female friends too. But I'll say this. This is what I'm going to say. This is how it ended. Is, look, everybody think they special. Everybody think they bad. Everybody think that they a trophy. Nigga, I think I'm a trophy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. But I'm not special to you until the time has been put in for me to prove how or show how. You're not going to get that out of one conversation. So my expectation is not for you to just sit there and be all on my nuts after we talk one time.
Well, they can't help it.
This shit crazy.
They can't help it. Well, I say
this. I don't even know you.
I'm special and unspecial at the same time, goddamn it.
Yeah.
So I used to be a good catch, then I got some baggage, and then now, you know, I'm just trying to figure
it out. Now you caught, nigga.
Now I'm caught. But I'm cool with that, nigga. I do not, listen, bro, I listen to motherfuckers talk about, oh, yeah, I had this one, I had that one, and this was said, this kind of like how we talking. Mm-hmm. And, bro, You can have them all.
Yeah. You know, that shit almost.
What was the Pokemon nigga name? Alex. What was his name?
I don't watch Pokemon.
Catch them all. You can catch them the fuck all, nigga, because I don't want no parts of.
I feel you.
And I'm cool.
Yeah, that shit really made me. It didn't make me regret being single, but it was just like, damn, this is how it's going to be already?
Yes.
Like, motherfuckers really are that impatient?
Yes, and look, man. As you get older, it gets worse.
Yeah.
So,
you know, you said something earlier you were talking about, and this might lead to the next thing. You were talking about how we got to protect the women and shit.
We got to protect our women.
Yeah, we definitely do. But we need protection from the women, though.
Nigga, boy, you said something there. Nigga, pass the plate. Pass the motherfucking complexion plate. The collection plate.
We need protection from the women.
Yeah, we need protection from everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if I don't know, you ain't watched the shit that we was I told you about.
Nah, I haven't watched, though.
When They See Us?
Yeah, When They See Us. I need to catch that, though.
Yeah, man. That tell you right there that we need protection.
But that's systematic. That's systematic, though. I'm talking about just direct male female interaction.
It all stems from all. It's in so many different facets of life, bro. Like, we are the most unprotected species out this motherfucker.
You talking about black people?
Black men,
yeah, absolutely. Oh, black men, for motherfuckers. Sure. Yeah,
like, we ain't got no PETA. We don't got no fucking DSS don't protect the black man. Yeah. The court system don't protect the police. Ain't nobody marching.
They got women's march.
Ain't no men's march. Ain't shit.
But you know what? Well, let me see. That's fact. Because we just throwing out.
Ain't no men's march. Black, we had a million man march. But that shit was fucking. When was that? The first one was in like
Farrakhan did it not too long ago.
Yeah, I went. Me and my lady went, and it was cool.
Yeah.
You know, we was there, you know, marching and shit. And he had spoke a good message, but it's the follow up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like we do it, and then we turn around and.
You know what's so funny about statistics is we learn statistics.
I don't fuck with statistics.
This is what I'm saying. We'll learn the statistic, just to be able to use them as talking points. But what can, actions do we put towards?
Well, not
it?
Even it's that, like, bro. You can make a statistic do what the fuck you want to with it. That's why I don't
give
fuck
me an
with
example.
Statistics. Like, all right, like for instance, when you're watching the NFL, they say, "Oh, this is the third quarterback that ever threw 10 touchdowns and rushed for 100 yards in 10 seasons." And you can literally make statistics if you put it in the right computations. It could come spit out whatever the fuck you want it to.
All right, so how does...
And then you change the narrative just based on that. Oh, well, here are the numbers. Yeah, motherfucker, but you made it vague as fuck. Or you, like, put certain specifics
parameters.
In it.
You put
right, you put certain parameters
in
there to make it do what you wanted to do with it.
All right, then tell me this, then. Let's say we know the statistic of black men that are incarcerated, black men in the judicial system that are not getting proper representation. Those statistics.
We don't know that, though.
We don't know the truth. I mean,
because I remember, I think you said something. We was just talking randomly one time, and you was like, the polls are saying this. And you said, man, I ain't took no poll. Who are they polling? So that's what I'm saying. Like, them motherfuckers will turn, they'll make a number into anything. They'll turn anything into a number just to, like you said, to make their talking point or whatever. So, yeah. So that's why I don't fuck with statistics.
All right. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
What do you think? My whole point, even I didn't even mean to get into that realm, but what do you think the statistic is of women raping men? Have you ever been raped?
Have I been raped?
Or let's put it like this.
Have
you ever been Me Too?
I have been, how can I put this? Guilted into...
Against your
sex
will.
With it. Right, and I didn't really want to, but I, like, she, like...
Forced herself on you?
Well, she didn't necessarily force, but she made me feel bad for not wanting to. So it's kind of like,
did she call
rape.
You a bitch-ass nigga?
Right, like, shit like that. Like, that ain't rape, but it's, like, mind rape, if you will.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, niggas do that to bitches all the time. So niggas are pout. Oh, give me the pussy. And then he'll cry. But then bitches do that shit, too. So I think we all treat each other similar. But
I feel like... You know what's so funny is like, I tell this story. I tell people I got Me Too. I don't even know if it's Me Too, because Me Too is more about in the workplace, I think. Yeah, but
yeah,
I'll be like, yeah, I got somebody took the dick without my permission. You know what I'm saying? And I was like really traumatized by that shit for a minute. And when I told her about it, she just laughed at me. You know what I'm saying?
She ain't even taking it serious.
Hell no. Nah.
Yeah, like
I was like, so I would tell you the story. So it was this girl long, long time ago. I can't even remember the year. But so we link up or whatever. Once we get back to whatever room we're staying in, she just jump on me, right?
Was y'all drinking?
Nah, we were sober as fuck.
Was there alcohol?
No alcohol involved.
Sheesh.
She jump on me. I'm taken aback. You see what I'm saying? I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, nigga, you know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, so she jump on me.
You know what this is. That's what she said. You know what it is.
You know what I'm saying? She strips me. And so she's on top of me. Right, I prepared already just for the idea of possibly having sex, so I brought condoms.
Okay,
she ain't give a fuck about them shits, dog.
Okay,
she just jumped right on top. You know what I mean?
Right.
Starts doing her thing. It gets to the point
and
where
she do her thing well,
very well. Okay. I gotta give her credit. She raped me, but she made it a memorable experience.
Are you traumatized?
Yeah, this is traumatic.
You don't say
it's traumatic, and it's traumatic in a way like how easily if it was the other way, because you know we can talk about some of the situations. I told her, you know, I'm joking about this to a degree, but how something like that can, like if it was the other way around, because what happened was when it got close to the finish line, I'm telling her, all right, yo, you know what I'm saying, giving her a little warning, like okay. When I say that, she clamps down like a goddamn Venus flytrap and shit, nigga. Wow. She like her legs are clamped in,
so she doesn't move.
She doesn't move, she and she wants... goes harder.
Oh wow!
So then, it's like shit happens, and I'm like, no, stop, get off, stop. And then she's just like going even harder. I'm saying no, she going harder.
Wow!
So that's when I was like, that's when you really cross the line, and then. You know what I'm saying? Needless to say, ended up shooting a club up, had to get a plan B, all that type of shit. Oh, but man,
the good old days.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like, yo, you really, you know, we cool, so I'm not going to trip about it. And the way I would have had to get her off me is literally throw her ass off me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You would have had to get physical.
Yeah, I would have had to get physical. And obviously, you know, I'm not tripping over it that bad. I was just joking about it. It's a story to tell. But there's been situations where you can be fucking with a girl.
Yeah.
She don't even say no. She doesn't fucking give you no hints that anything is wrong. And then after the fact, she crying or she don't say, you know, she say something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was just like, protecting. We got to protect ourselves too, man. Like, that's a joke.
So, protecting ourselves by not putting ourselves in that predicament. You see what I'm saying? Like, how do you protect your, at what point does it click and say, oh, I have to protect myself? After you're in the pussy or right before you come? Like, where does your protection, like, begin?
That's a good question, bro. Because it seemed like now, which is a very scary thing, and then as my son gets older, I have to really talk to him about this. And I think that's why I'm thinking about shit like this, because as I go through things and my son is getting older, he's going to middle school now. Soon, he's going to be more interested in girls and everything.
That nigga get a locker.
Bruh, I'm telling you.
nigga go to middle school, get a locker. That was the only reason I wanted to go to middle school. Get a goddamn locker, nigga.
You feel grown as fuck with a locker.
You feel me?
Man.
Nigga, go from a cubby to a locker, nigga. You didn't graduate, nigga. Shit. Nigga, we on the way.
Yeah, so when I'm thinking about some of these things I've been through, I'm like, bro, you can't. You got to teach your son, like, because I've seen kids, you know, get into, I think it was, I forgot what news report I saw, but it was like, well, let's just say, what's the name of the Netflix thing?
Oh, When They See Us.
When They See Us, right? Yeah. They actually didn't do anything, but there's been situations where dudes have been, I've definitely seen a lot of stories where kids fucking with, like, little kids fucking with each other, like a dude, little kid fucking with this little girl, and then it turned into some elevated shit. You know what I'm saying?
What, like, willingly?
Willingly or unwillingly.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to warn your kids about the consequences of this shit. And lately, I've just been really just thinking about all the shit that I've experienced and how it could have gone really, really bad. Because think about it. That girl could have just not taken a plan B if she was crazy.
Fuck.
You see what I'm saying?
Boy, like,
that would have been crazy.
You making me cringe even thinking about that shit. But realistically, like, and I know this is, like, you were in a different state. However, I think in the state of North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, what I read, because this was a while back, if you give consent, you can, and to a sexual act, and then once the sexual act begins, you cannot withdraw consent.
Oh, for real?
Right. So, like... Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think it's just a North Carolina thing.
Yeah, North Carolina.
So it's some wild shit. Like, it's kind of like, and the only thing I can like relate it to is like if you tell the police they can search your car and then they start searching it and you like, nah, nigga, don't search it no more. Yeah, you can stop now.
Like, nah, bro.
You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like that. And if I'm not mistaken, y'all can look it up or whatever the case may be. But if I'm not, I think if you cannot withdraw consent after a sexual encounter has began.
Gotcha. I definitely try to withdraw
consent. Be careful out there.
I tried to withdraw consent, and it didn't work for me.
Nah, you try to withdraw that nut. Withdraw that shit. So,
man,
we just got to figure out where our protection begins and how to stay protected because... This shit ain't for us, bro.
You know what? And that's a good point, man. I didn't even know that North Carolina do that, but whatever. All right, that was my little rape story. You ever been raped?
Nah.
Not like that?
Not that I can't remember. I done had some wild situations, but...
And I don't mean to throw it out there like it ain't shit, though, because people like might get triggered. You know what I mean? Sorry, everyone. Have you ever been sexually assaulted?
somebody might feel a way, and I mean, you know, just like I don't know what do you do with that kind of shit. Like,
yeah,
but nah, I ain't never been. I think not that I can remember.
I just feel like guys, we don't get no respect when shit like that happens. We don't play victims most of the time anyway, but in a situation where you are victimized, I think the only time is if women rape, like taking advantage of a man, just seems so far fetched. Like no guy's gonna make it seem
well,
like a problem.
Because they feel like physically, oh well, you know, a man is stronger than a woman.
Yeah.
So they take advantage of us in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's not necessarily a physical thing that they do. It could be they can do it mentally or through abuse or you know, because hell, we still humans. We still feel things.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So. You know, it's
well, ladies, we love you anyway, but you just gotta stop sexually assaulting.
Yeah, we love y'all, ladies. I know. But fuck the bitches. Okay.
Exactly. You know what? And there's a clear distinction between that too.
Well, ladies and
ladies and bitches, because
well, ladies can turn into bitches,
and bitches can turn into ladies.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah, I don't think that's
you can't. True. You can't be a reformed?
Reformed, that shit ain't happening. Once you cross the line, that's what you are.
It's like a nigga being gay.
Oh, nigga, you can't unsuck the dick, nigga. You can't unsuck it or unfuck it. Nah, that ain't how that work.
So, man, oh man.
You just don't practice those activities no more. You still a faggot, motherfucker.
Yeah, I wanted to go to this other shit, man. What you think about, like, if a woman wants to be celibate, right? Okay. This is my take on it. I don't want a woman spending the night with me if sex is not an option.
If it's not an option.
If it's off the board. We shouldn't even spend the night.
So what?
We shouldn't lay in the same bed.
Okay, now that I get you. So you gotta be specific, because if you say, "Oh, she can't spend the night," well, goddamn, she can't at least sleep in the garage. Like shit, nigga, you more than welcome to sleep in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
my backseat reclined. shit comfortable, man.
So,
but I say that because, and I was talking to my homegirl about it, and she was like, she just hates when I say that. She's like, but I said, what if I just want to be held? I said,
you're a pillow bitch.
Yeah, man. It's like, that's how you going to sit there and put me. Now, this is the thing. At the same breath or in the same instance, we may not even have sex. It's not that sex has to be guaranteed.
It's got
to
be an option.
It just has to at least be an option, because I don't want to have that much restraint all the time. Like, why would you tempt me like that? And then we're not even at the level of having sex. Just go sleep somewhere else.
That's fucking torture.
Exactly.
That is fucking torture.
And then if a nigga like really trying to get it, you'd be like, oh, this nigga thirsty. He thirsty for the pussy. But you put it right in his face on the platter.
It's pussy next to him.
Yeah.
All right. That doesn't happen every night for the most part.
Exactly.
Unless you're married or you got like you got a laundry list of bitches.
Yeah.
But if you are like just a regular scenario, a nigga, you just kicking it, you and this chick, y'all vibe, and somehow y'all end up at the same house in the same bed, blah, blah, blah. I guess, see, a female will say, oh, well, he shouldn't expect to have sex, which mm-hmm. that's not what you're saying. You're saying it's not guaranteed. You're saying if it's not an option.
Yeah.
Now, why wouldn't it be an option? You got to get into that. What if she's on a period? What if she didn't do a little wash up? What if it kind of got a little cat stinking? Like, you know what I'm saying? You got so many different facets to why. Because I've been in, and I learned this a long time ago. If a bitch, if for the most part, if you're a clean bitch, if you want to fuck, but you know, I've been out all day and I got to clean this motherfucker up, but
we're taking a shower.
Well,
you can take a shower.
But if we have my but place, I'm saying that to say, if she knows that thing ain't on point, she's not going to let you fuck.
Yeah.
Like, she's just not. You can do anything in the world. But she won't say, oh, I got to freshen this thing up. She won't say that. She'll just not let you fuck.
You know, I think we're talking about two different things. Because you'll have women that'll be like, I'm celibate. But then want to spend the night or want you to spend the night with them. That's what I mean. Not if it's just a random condition, because that's not necessarily fucking is off the table. It's just today wasn't a good day.
It wasn't a good day.
You know what I'm
saying? But how do you know that that's... You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is...
Nah, some people make it clear. I'm talking about... Bro, I've been on a date where motherfuckers say, yeah, I'm celibate now, and this and that. I'm like, oh, all right, nigga. I ain't with that shit, but okay. Some people really make it clear, like they're not doing it.
What if she
and that's
said,
fine.
But what if she
really
uses celibacy as a form, like she says that instead of saying, nigga, I need to clean this motherfucker.
I doubt it.
Shit, me. I'm pretty sure they use a, because think about it. They use the first thing they come up with.
What you mean?
Like, I'm just tell this nigga I'm celibate, but I'm going to fuck him next time.
Well, I mean, I've definitely, some of my most memorable moments have been from women from the church.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's matter of fact, shit is bullshit.
Matter of fact, if we really want to talk about Sunday service, that's really what. That's really the easiest place to pray.
In the church?
To hunt. that's the easiest place to hunt.
Sitting ducks in that motherfucker. You know what, though? But surprisingly, I don't think I've ever prayed on a bitch at church. I might have looked, of course.
That sounds so goddamn savage. Prayed on a bitch at church.
Well, it's just a building.
I ain't never. Okay. No, I'm talking about just. it's just how it's said. No, I mean, you've never actually fucked with a girl from the church?
Not that I met. I saw in church, was pulled her to the side. Hey, let me, you know, and then, like, fucked her.
Oh, no.
I ain't never really.
Man,
now, I done fucked some church bitches, but I ain't meet them at the church I went to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you meet a lot of them.
Yeah. Maybe all the dating sites.
All the dating sites. Christian Mingle and POF, motherfucker. Most visited apps on their fucking phone. You know what I'm saying?
They all got the same bio talking about some. I'm a lover of Jesus Christ.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
No, you love
you take
dick,
them
bitch.
Out, them motherfuckers.
You
wild
love dick,
as fuck.
Bitch, man, and Patron. That's what they love. You ain't fooling me. So, man, I'm real. believe it or not, man, I'm real particular on how I approach women and also like where I meet them at. I don't like to meet bitches in the club.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really approach bitches in public. And so, hold on.
You don't like meeting them in the club and you don't meet them in public. Nigga, where the fuck you meet them at?
I mean, bro, it's a good question, man. It's just, it has to be some kind of rapport before I, like.
But you got to meet them at work.
It got to be like an environment that is like where it doesn't feel so, where it's different than where you would meet a motherfucker. And believe it or not, like as many, like as you know, my list, when I look at my list, bro, like you would think.
List of what?
Bitches.
That you fuck with?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, when you look at it, it's like, you'd be like, well, goddamn, how did you meet him? And it's crazy because, like, I'm not saying that I don't, but I don't like to.
Yeah.
Because if you holler at a bitch in the club, I don't want to be like any other nigga. How do you differentiate me from the rest of these niggas? So I ain't even going to give you.
Location?
Huh?
Is what differentiates you? By hollering them in
a specific environment? To a degree. Yeah, to a degree. For me. Because if you tell goddamn this nigga over here no, and you tell me no, then basically me and this nigga in the same boat. And I know I ain't this nigga. So, bitch, I ain't going to give you the opportunity. And I know it sounds crazy, but, you know,
I
put it to you this way. I put it to you this way. My success rate is fucking through the roof. It is like.
Because you go for unconventional. Situation.
I go for unconventional situations.
You're not going where all the, you're not going to the bar, you're not going to the club, you're not going to
exactly
the festivals and shit.
Exactly. Like, I'm just not gonna just pick a random motherfucker
and you're going to
like,
AA meetings and shit.
Right. Like motherfuckers who never mind, that shit would have been wrong as hell. I was finna say some shit. God damn. Well, I don't think y'all ready for that side. But yeah, man, like you might meet a motherfucker at the grocery store.
Okay.
Or some, like, you see what I'm saying? It's got to be like you and the chick. Like you and the girl who had the chick. Y'all both got a son named Zion. It got to be some
something,
shit like that
okay,
for me.
Okay, organic.
Yeah, stuff, like more authentic. But
y'all happen to bump into each other in this random location.
Right.
I feel you.
And that's how it works for me.
Gotcha. Man, speaking of relationships, man, one of my cousins got engaged yesterday. He popped the question, man.
Popped the question. Did he get down on one knee?
Got down on one knee. It was a beautiful thing.
Word.
It was a beautiful thing. I ain't never going to do it.
Again, you mean?
Again. But it's a beautiful thing. Like, I support it, man. I support the marriage.
Somebody will get you to do it, bro.
Nah, I don't think so.
You a lover at heart, man.
I am. But I'm not necessarily husband at heart. I don't think I want to be in.
Well, you shut that shit down.
Yeah, I definitely did. and I know I don't want any other kids, so it's kind of like, I didn't do it. But his was dope, man. It was really cool to see. I mean, she was crying and everything. He was crying and everything. It was this bad little photographer girl that was out there that I had to goddamn try to get.
I had to
mingle with a little bit. I was like the only single person there. You know what I'm saying? It was a bunch of couples, all their friends and everything
so
like that.
So you don't think that you will eventually succumb to the long term commitment of a relationship?
I would like to have a life partner. Now, don't necessarily need to be a wife though. It don't necessarily be like a legal marriage. Like, I'll even buy her a ring. I think
you'll do everything. You just don't want.
I don't want to get married. I don't want to go to a courthouse and get married.
Or go to a church.
That's for damn sure. Not.
I officiate it.
That motherfucker.
If I officiate it,
you
officiate.
Okay, if you become a minister, you get
no,
your thing.
No. I just officiate it. But because I'm not empowered by investment.
Oh, we're not. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's the same. I mean, shit.
All right, cool. I'll do it.
I sign off on it. Then when it gets go
do
left. Right. Then when it go left, you be like, well, that motherfucker wasn't even a preacher. And she be like, oh, shit, this shit wasn't real from the beginning.
Nah, I won't even go get the marriage license. I'll just. We can just do the ceremony.
Amen.
I'm down for the ceremony. I'm down for all the pomp.
You don't want the legalities.
I don't want the legalities.
Okay.
I'm cool on all that. But they can have that. They cool. I'm glad he.
I think we're a lot of people are going towards that. But my lady wanted it. Mm-hmm. So I love her enough to give her, you know, that. And I'm cool with that. Like, I don't have no quarrels about the shit. Yeah. Like, because, hell, when I first met her, I was all team marriage.
Yeah.
But I think the tradition is what I got, what I have an issue with.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all the stuff surrounding it. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Gotcha, man. But, shit, how much time we done gave him? About 40 minutes?
40. We gave him, you 40.
Yeah, quick 40, man. I feel like that's not a bad little segment.
I will say this is one of the most comfortable episodes we've ever.
Yeah, we definitely sitting on the couch, man. This couch is fucking comfortable, yeah, man. But you know what? Let's give ourselves a round of applause for this episode. We ain't talk about shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really talk about too much shit, but we talked about some shit. We just practicing, really. This is really the practice episode before we really try to get it popping.
So y'all getting the exclusive.
Yeah. Any people that are listening, we really appreciate it. We love the feedback. Man, just throw us some topics. I really need to. I think the next one I'm going to spend time actually coming up with a timeline and topics and things like that. I'm probably going to keep this little Above Me Now segment just to get some shit off my chest. And we're not going to talk about relationships all the damn time. And we're going to talk about some other shit. But all right, man, we appreciate it. This is the Sunday Service Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Peace.